Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife Voicemail System. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong, so we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Collective. I am your host, Magenta. I'm with Joey. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. They've changed the colors on the switchboard, and I was looking at the pink color, and I was like, it's so pretty. Anyways, hello, Joey. How are you?
I'm good. You're all mesmerized by new colors.
Yeah. It's a really bright, like, magenta color. It's pretty. I keep looking at it. I'm like, it's so pretty.
That's very fitting.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess I want to apologize to everyone who tuned in last week and got dead air. I was up seeing my grandma who had a heart attack, and Joey had to work. And we couldn't find anyone who wanted to come on and fill in for us, unfortunately. But we're here now, so we're
all good.
Yay! Yeah, Joey got a new job, so holla.
That's right. I said
okay.
Dick.
What do you sell?
Dicks.
Well, I need one for, like, $19.99. That's all I can pay for.
I'll give you my employee discount.
Oh, yeah. Bam. There's a perfect way to get you a girl. Talk about how you can give her an employee discount off your dick. I mean, recording business. Ba-doop-ba-doop-boop.
Right.
Anyways.
Would you like my dick discount? And then I get
over it. What are we on tonight? We are not on track. We're rambling. Yeah.
Let's get serious.
Yes. I'm going to put on my serious face, and we're going to get serious about actually, the ghost box session was pretty cool. Other than very difficult to figure out what all was said, especially since I don't have my laptop, so I can't really, you know, record it and break it down and, you know, kind of get rid of the noise in the background. But when I listened to it, I definitely heard a lady say Joey.
I heard that.
Twice.
I heard that while
so,
we were
yeah, and then we have a snarky spirit, I suppose, because when I asked if there was a heaven, someone was like, possibly? Like, thanks. that one cracked me up. Possibly? That's really all I could hear. There was a lot of stuff coming through, but it was just so faint. You would have to pick it up when you, you know, kind of filter through it and blow it up a little bit. But what did you catch? Did you catch anything different?
Those are the things that I could actually catch. And I know there was so much going on at one point. Like, I heard so many voices, but I couldn't understand what was going on.
It was very interesting. We'll definitely have to do it again. But I think next time we're not going to take calls or anything. We're just going to do ghost box and see if, you know, what we can hear. I know my friend April, so this is a shout out to her. She was listening. Now, she heard at one point a spirit or a voice say, fuck you. I don't know. I didn't hear it, but she claimed she did, so that's interesting.
I don't know anyone close to me that said things like that on a regular basis.
Well, you got to remember, I mean, although we were trying to connect with certain spirits, it doesn't mean, you know, there weren't spirits that were just attracted to the idea of communicating, even if it was just to tell us to go fuck off. I think, you know, that can happen too, which is fine, you know. Whatever. Spirits can be sassy if they want to be. So we'll definitely have to do that again. But maybe do it like a full 30-minute segment or possibly even at a live location, perhaps. I'll call in and have it go. But, you know, if you hear me scream and then die, you know, someone call the cops.
That'll totally get our views and our hits up.
I know, right? It'll spike up to like 1,000 views. The death of Magenta.
It's too bad
Ash.
You don't just randomly keep your ghost box beside you, so you can just like, here we go, flick.
The poor little thing sucker drains batteries, so that's my only keep it on for. Yeah, I mean, it takes, you know, the AAA batteries, but you can only run it for 30 minutes maybe, and then it'll drain your batteries, so.
I thought you had a portal in your house.
No, I'm talking about my little, my ghost box.
Oh.
I don't want to have a portal in my house, absolutely not. Nope. Mm-mm. If someone, you know, and of course we've had, you know, houses that are supposedly have portals in them. Nope. Maybe your house has a portal since you've been, have weird things happen at your house.
Well, the only portal it's got now with all the weird things I dream about is like a portal to a spaceship or something.
Well, the aliens have to test, you know, do their tests on you.
They're not doing very good tests, apparently, because I'm just sleepy all the time. They like to give me crack or something.
Well, that's because they're anal probing you. They want you to be as comfortable as possible.
Is that why, like, you randomly get butt pains for no reason?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you wake up and your butt, you know, is sore like you've been clenching it for a while, it's probably because an alien. I'm just saying.
I don't have it happen like that. I've never woken up and been like, oh, I'm clenching. Oh.
Well, to anyone out there who wakes up with
now
we
know what happens to you at night.
Nope, that totally doesn't happen to me yet.
Yet.
No, my eyeballs burn. Just saying. So what's on your mind, Joseph?
It's not like paranormal or anything, but I've been seeing a bunch of stuff online the past few days about the first human head transplant that's getting ready to happen and how they have the guy that they're going to use his head. He lives in Russia, and he's got, I forgot the name of the disease he has. It's a really rare one that it kills you in your 20s. So he said, you know, if I don't do this, what are my options? You know, I don't have much life left anyway, so I might as well try something. And then all the other neuroscientists or doctors or whatever are saying that this person could either work or he could end up in something worse than hell where, you know, the body rejects everything and you're not able to move, to breathe, you're just trapped inside yourself. And they say it's a 35-hour operation, and they just, like, they bring down the temperature on the neck, they sever the head from the body, they use little tubes and things for the blood vessels to keep blood going, and the whole connecting the spinal cords together is supposedly the really hard part, but I don't know. I just, that's really weird. I mean, I understand the guy who wants to do it. He's got a good reason for wanting to, but I'm interested to see how it plays out. That's just insane in my mind that something like that can even be possible.
It's kind of, and you know, it would be very, very fascinating if it does work out. The reality is that percentage is probably very slim. So, not to be a Debbie Downer, but I think that, and we might have, you know, gotten to that threshold of technology that we can do it. I mean, back in the 40s, it was in the 40s, you know, there was Russian scientists, I believe, that were keeping dogs' heads alive and putting, you know, another head on a dog for a while. I mean, so if they were doing that back then.
Those only lived for a few days at most, but they were saying, on the information I was reading a couple days ago about this, that recently scientists have done experiments with rats where it says that it's theoretically possible for them to live. So I guess they've done it on rats and it hasn't outright rejected everything. But, yeah, the Russian experiments, those weren't anything like they were trying to help. They were just trying to put multiple heads on animals and do weird shit. Like Russia has these little deserted bases in the middle of nowhere, and they all have like really ominous names, like they're just like numbers and stuff, and some really messed up shit happened there. There's stuff that's so bad that any record of what happened was just destroyed. Like they did probably some super horrific stuff, and I'm sure that the Nazis did terrible things other than the stuff that they did to kill the Jews. Like, they came up with some really inventive ways that were just horrifying. Like, it's like they had a contest to see who could kill in the most fucked up way, basically. Like, they would park vehicles near the buildings that they were in, and they would attach the hoses to the vehicles and just pump in all the gases and stuff. There have been some really fucked up experiments and things that have gone on, and that's just the things that we know about. There's no telling what happens these days. I mean, let's face it, the government's probably a good 25 to 50, if not more, years ahead of what the public has when it comes to technology, so there's no telling what kind of things are going on that we just don't know about.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know, we might not even know how advanced technology is, and I'm sure we don't to some degree. So, you know, this guy might get his head put on a different body. And okay, so who's the donor of the body? Do we know? Is it?
No. I don't know. I wonder if it's a recently deceased person. If that's the case, isn't, like, decay already starting? Because, honestly, no one's going to volunteer to have their head removed and just chucked aside while they're living. I mean, you have to have a healthy body, and that's the thing that no one's mentioning, is where is the body coming from? You're not going to take a corpse. This isn't a Frankenstein thing. I mean, it is, but it's not like you're piecing together different parts. I want to know where the body's coming from. That's not even been mentioned. And
well, maybe it's like a coma patient, you know, someone who's clinically brain dead, that they're, you know, they would process into cooling down the body and then maybe taking off the head when it's time to put on the other one. That's what I think. This stuff is
happening in Russia, so they could just pull some dude off the street, make sure he has no diseases, and just chop his head off. So it's weird. It's Russia. It's not.
Well, it is indeed Russia. So that might, in fact, be happening. So, who knows?
The doctor that's heading up the experiment is supposed to be going to, like, the summit of the neurosurgeons and stuff this year. He needs, I believe it's somewhere between 50 and, like, 150, I forgot the exact number, assistants, because it is a 35-hour procedure.
Well, I'm excited. I hope, you know, that young man's life is is not, you know, taken away. But I understand his reasoning as well. If he's, you know, going to be dying soon, you know, what, I guess, you know, why not? Why not try it? I was going to make a really, really, really bad head reference joke, but I'm not, so I'll spare you guys all that. Anyways,
have you learned of anything interesting lately?
No. not really. I've been really busy with work and personal things going on, so I've really stayed in my bubble of not much contact. And then when I get on Facebook, you know, I just kind of breeze through it, like things, and get off. So you know how that is when you work and you just don't have time, you know? So.
Oh, I know. That's why, like, having this weekend off before I start the new job, it's like I hate just sitting around. And, like, I don't want to spend all my money or whatever. Like, I had to spend a big chunk of it on new work outfits and stuff, but I'll make that up because I'm making more money now. But, like, I just cannot handle staying at home because all I want to do is sleep. And then if I sleep all day, I'm just like, ugh, I hate myself for it.
Yeah. I hear you. Oh. I'm stretching, sorry.
I'm eating a Pop-Tart.
No, I mean, Pop-Tart? What's your favorite Pop-Tart?
Probably strawberry, but that's because I've not tried any of the newer flavors. But this is like a super generic one that's like a chocolate.
Yeah, generic, the cheap ones aren't as delicious as, you know, actual Pop-Tarts. So, I like the Pop-Tart's my favorite. I think the wild berry is pretty much one of my favorites. Anything chocolate, of course, because I am a female. But,
what does that have to do with it?
Well, I mean, I literally, you know how they say women crave chocolate. I literally crave chocolate at some point. So, that's what the female reference was.
I just crave sugar. I just want sweet stuff all the time. I would rather just, like, randomly eat some freaking cake than have a sandwich or something. Like, I wouldn't eat some cake and just be like, I'm done, I'm going to bed. Before I got the new job, I was in a really dark place, and I've been, like, considering studying chaos magic. Like, I was at the point where it was hard to get up every day and go do the same old things. Like, I wanted bad things to happen so bad. And, like, literally, it's a complete change in my outlook now. But, Yeah, I was at reaching my breaking point, like, ugh. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, well, retail jobs, you know, unfortunately, are stressful. And any job where you're making minimum wage, there's always going to be that a-hole who is above you that treats you like crap. And you can be one of the best workers there. And it's usually what happens. People who work themselves to the bone, who are always there, who come in when other people are, you know, too busy throwing up from a wild, you know, Saturday night. Those are the ones that you usually get crapped on, you know?
I was the one who always came in. But that's okay.
Well, that's why you found a better job and, you know, move on.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so what are some ideas, Joey, that you have for some upcoming shows? One idea I'm going to throw out there is I would love to have someone come on and kind of teach us how to do a generic tarot reading, someone who has done it for a while. So this is a shout-out to anybody who has or does tarot readings. I definitely want to have someone come on and maybe even a four-part series or how many steps it needs to be to come on and kind of give us a step-by-step on how to do a tarot reading. I think that would be very interesting.
I've had my deck for about 2 months, and I've not even, like, me personally, I've not even taken them out of the package and used them. I've not had the correct frame of mind. I'm one of those people that thinks if you're going to do something like that and take it seriously, you have to have the right frame of mind. You can't just be like, well, I'm going to do it right now. You've got to have nothing else affecting you mentally or physically, and you should just relax and take some time to yourself to do it. And I honestly haven't had time like that in a long time.
definitely would, you know, when you do readings, I know from people telling me it's better to meditate before and kind of cleanse your area and all that before you do readings. That seems to help. But, yeah, most definitely giving a shout-out to people who are listening in, our fans. You know, if you want to come on the show, if you have some certain expertise in the tarot or any kind of magical occult, anything, let us know. You know, I'm on Facebook, Joey's on Facebook. Message us so we can kind of wrangle some ideas together. You know, this is the collective, so we're wanting to have everyone join in and kind of share in the experience. So,
one random thing I thought about is scrying, and I wonder if that actually works or if that's just something you see on, like, television shows with the little crystal on the string. Is that how it actually works, or have I just been watching too much Charmed in the past?
Charmed was a show. But, I have a pendulum that I bought that I've never used, and it's pretty awesome. I was at one point going to sell it because I've never used it, and I spent way too much money on it. So, we might actually do something like that as well. I don't mind, researching how to do it correctly. And then maybe if we can get a group of people who want, like, yes-no questions, things of that sort, maybe we can get that going live as well. So
I'd like to find someone who can interpret my strange dreams, because I suddenly remembered parts of the one I had last night where there were Celtic gods involved, goddesses, sexual rituals where, like, marks started appearing on your body afterwards, and there was some sort of device involved that was like completely evil and dark that turned back time, but it also like summoned these creatures to try and kill you or something. I don't understand my dreams, and I don't understand why I have the ones like that. The Celtic God thing is like a mix of a series of books that I read, but I've not read one in a long time because I know the woman in the dream was like the main character, but it was really strange and weird, and there were like portals to different areas on Earth that we had like people who were I guess like powered by the gods and they controlled the different areas. It was really weird, and there's no right way to explain it to make it make sense because it doesn't make sense.
Huh. Yeah, well, we'll have to look into that. I know, you know, when you have, and I have a lot of weird dreams, like lucid dreaming and all that kind of stuff. It's hard to, like you said, kind of interpret. Because most of the time I just think, wow, that's a crazy-ass dream. You know? But it's, you know, you're having, like, different gods and stuff show up. It's kind of interesting. So, yeah. So most definitely this is kind of a casting people who want to come on the show who have, you know, expertise in some things. We would love for you guys to come on. Wow. And I'm looking in chat, see if anyone's showing up. Nope. Too bad.
They heard our first 5 minutes of the show and got disgusted.
Anal probing got everyone to run away from us. But, no, I mean, this is kind of just a follow-up. You know, I want to kind of talk about the audio from the Ghost Box session. We're going to be doing more of those. You know, we're going to have more people on. So definitely everyone keep tuning in, keep calling in. We appreciate everyone listening. We do have our forum up. So, you know, once that gets going and people join and start communicating and pitching in with, you know, the thoughts and things of that sort, you know, that will be a great place for us to kind of continue our conversation off of live and onto the forum. Because there's a chat room and things of that sort. So I will link that into our upcoming show for next week, which it's going to be a surprise, everybody. I have no idea what we're going to do yet. So probably around Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll have that up for everyone. Well, anyways, Joey, I should probably... Whoops, sorry, go ahead.
I'm saying, I just want to throw this out there that we joke about aliens, but I actually would love to hear from someone who has, like, an abduction story, because we may joke a lot, but aliens and things like that, that's one thing I'm definitely a believer in, and I want to know more, and I honestly believe that there's more than just the little rednecks that they show on TV shows that say they were abducted. I know there are more stories than that out there. We may joke around, but if you have a story that's not completely bullshit or batshit insane, hell, batshit insane stories can be true, too. I've had experiences that no one would ever believe. But I want to hear, I don't care what you've seen, what you've experienced, be it Bigfoot, UFOs, strange creatures, I don't care what it is. I want to hear a story.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely give us a call in. We're going to wrap up this little episode. And everyone, please tune in every Saturday at 10 p.m. Join the collective. And Joey, you have a good night.
You too.